Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, glad you're with us. 39 days till these all-important midterms. Best election coverage available on your radio dials. Dial later, we'll get into, I can't believe you have a Planned Parenthood doctor, a medical doctor, testifying before Congress that men can get pregnant. I've not seen the science behind this. We'll get into that later. Linda's head's about to explode. I can see it from here. Anyway, also, we will... get this. The Jewish Journal put out an article about how Berkeley is developing. Remember, they had one. They had speech zones where you couldn't have conservatives were not allowed. Remember, it was like minority only. Now they're developing Jewish free zones. This is chilling. This is a little scary. San Francisco Unified School District teaching kids even in kindergarten that they can pick their gender. Don't have to tell mommy and daddy either. Welcome to the world of left-wing lunacy. We'll get to that. We have an investigative report today with John Solomon. Apparently, there is he's now exposing a consortium of private groups that worked with Democrats and specifically the Department of Homeland Security, State Departments, to censor massive numbers of social media postings. Apparently, our name is on the list, as per usual. Is there any list our name is not on, Linda? Our name is on every list. But that means, basically, that you have, you know, total media control. And on the backside of it, apparently some of these groups were given big contracts from the federal government, the very people that they were helping win elections. That would be in-kind donations, sort of like hiding the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. You can't make any or all of this stuff up. You really can't. I don't have COVID. I just have a cold. I've tested again and again and again. I'm fine. Anyway, we've got a lot happening with the election. We're going to get to all of that today. I still, for the life of me, can't get over where's Jackie. I can't get over it. I can't get over our relationship, our alliance with North Korea by the vice president. I'm having a hard time. This has not been a good week for Joe Biden and for Kamala Harris. Let me just remind you, where's Jackie? You were there to honor Jackie, who had passed away from a terrible car accident, tragic car accident in August, Joe. And just because her name is Jackie here, more importantly, listen to the lead up to this when he mentions Cory Booker, et cetera, other politicians. This guy is gone. Listen.
I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Jackie Mielorski is dead. Joe, you were there. What are you saying, Linda?
Jackie Mielorski. Jackie Mielorski.
Yes, Mielorski. Well, she was dead. She died in a car accident. He released a statement at the time. for crying out loud. How is this possible? What is going on here? Even the Democrat, even the media mob had to ask Karine Jean-Pierre numerous times, what the hell's going on? They have known the entire time that this decrepit, you know, weak, frail, cognitive mess of a president, the one they helped hide in the basement because they knew he wasn't able to function, and they used COVID. Now, what's worse than that, every Democratic senatorial candidate, without exception that we see, every Democratic gubernatorial candidate, without exception that we see, they're all getting all of this dark money coming from outside the state in which they are running. They're running tons and tons, tens of millions of dollars in negative ads against every Republican senatorial candidate and gubernatorial candidate. They're smearing, slandering, besmirching, just outright lying. We don't know where the money's coming from. And then the candidates are hiding in the basement. They get their usual support from the media mob that lets them do it. And they don't want to debate until early voting has taken place for as long as possible. It's like the earliest the Democrat will debate is like mid-October after early voting has been going on for weeks and weeks and a certain large percentage of the vote. That would be unfair to voters. By the way, a top Trump aide, Steve Miller, is now urging Biden's cabinet to implement the 25th Amendment. Do you believe this question? Well, the first question is, do you believe you're better off since Joe Biden became president? And if you do, call the show, because I really want to talk to you. And I really want you to tell us what has improved under Joe Biden in terms of the American life, how he's impacted the country positively. But they all know, they all aid, they all abet, they're all enablers, and they all know that he's a mess. And everybody knows he's not in a position that is strong enough to be the leader of the free world. Where's Jackie? You know, do you know that entire gaffe was ignored on air? I thought fake news CNN was all about being fair again. Oh, they got rid of Humpty Dumpty and replaced him with Humpty Dumpty's wannabe, some guy named Oliver, who is another Hannity Fox News stalker. No, they never covered it at fake news CNN. They're phony. They're not changing and becoming fair and balanced. They're the same old leftist liberal network that they always were, and the same failure on top of it. But where's Jackie? So how do you miss covering where's Jackie? How come MSDNC, I expect them, they're not going to cover that. Or CBS or NBC, they ignored it as well. You think they would have ignored it if it was Donald Trump? You know, the hard-hitting news show on ABC, The View, they didn't ignore it. But they say that America is ageist because, which, well, by the way, what is being ageist? What, your prejudice against older people? I actually love older people. But some older people really, you know, they're sharp as a tack. If anything, they're even more sharp than when they were busy working full time. I know people, I've had conversations with people in their mid to upper 90s that are sharp as hell and articulate as all get out. But Joe Biden's not that person. Bernie Sanders can talk, you know, he's very, very lucid in his crazy beliefs. But anyway, so now they're saying, oh, it's ageist to go after Joe. You can't say anything against Joe. Nobody noticed, but the president made a U-turn on the student debt relief after the CBO numbers came out and the backlash over the massive cost to taxpayers, and without any fanfare at all whatsoever, now they'll exclude 4 million borrowers with loans that are owned or backed by private companies, as if that's going to make a difference. It's not. Bill Clinton is weighing in on the election. Now, remember, Hillary Clinton is the one that compared Trump rally supporters to Nazis. And in the last week, we had Barack Obama out there saying the reason that conservatives are against Joe Biden's open borders policies because they don't want people of color coming into the country. So he's playing the race card. And they're all following up on the MAGA Republican mantra because they can't run on the economy because inflation is a disaster. Energy prices are a disaster. Our border's a disaster. We don't have law and order and safety and security in small towns and big cities all across the country because of their idiocy. So there's nothing for them to run on. So they've got to smear, slander, besmirch. Don't get caught up in it. Double down on voting. We're putting people on this program. Look, we made the mistake last year. Glenn Youngkin, we saw coming. Glenn Youngkin, we knew, had a really good shot in Virginia. What we didn't pay enough attention to was New Jersey. Murphy could have been defeated as governor in New Jersey. had we paid more attention to it. We did put the Republican on radio. I think that we put him on TV, too, if I recall. But we didn't spend enough time on it because the polls weren't showing. This year, we're taking nothing for granted. Later on, we're going to have on Tudor Dixon. She's a gubernatorial candidate. I believe she can beat Gretchen Whitmer. You know, the same lady that, oh, I never went to Florida, and she had gone to Florida. The same lady that's caught in a restaurant while the rest of the state is on lockdown and not allowed to go to restaurants. A restaurant shut down. The same person whose husband is out there saying, well, I'm the governor's wife. I'm allowed to take my boat out when nobody else can take their boats out. It's pretty stupid anyway in the middle of the pandemic. The boat is probably the safest place to be. And so we're going to look in New Hampshire. We're going to look at Colorado. Joe O'Day is going to join us a little later today as well. We're going to look at Tudor Dixon. We're going to look at all these races. We're going to look at defeating Patty Murray out in the state of Washington. I'll tell you, the people in the state of Washington have had it with her. She can be beaten. If this is really a wave election year, it could happen. And the more that the Democrats, listen, the one thing that Jen Psaki got right, if this election is about Biden and the radical Democratic climate alarmist cult, they will lose. If they're able to distract this country away from their failure, then their odds of winning go up dramatically. We can't let that happen. Don't be distracted. I'm not falling for every single thing that they're throwing out there. I noticed Joe Biden trashed the new Italian prime minister, Giorgio Vellani, what a speech he gave about identity and about I'm a woman. I'm allowed to say I'm a woman. I'm allowed to say I'm an Italian. I'm allowed to say I believe in God. I'll read some of it later. And it's got liberals, bubbling and fizzing like Alka-Seltzer in water. Jim Jordan last night laying out how the FBI is apparently engaged in a purge of conservative employees. That ought to be concerning to everybody, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative. We don't want the FBI to be politicized, and we don't need the weaponization of our Justice Department like we have been warning about now for a long, long time. I don't have a lot of good economic news of anything. Things have gotten worse. The guy that is the only Democrat that's really calling this out is Lawrence Summers, who was working for former Treasury Secretary under Obama. And he's saying the risk in the global markets is reminiscent to the conditions seen in 2007 ahead of the Great Recession. Now, we already are officially in a recession. Now, Summers detailed the concerns one day after the Bank of England was forced to intervene to stabilize the UK's cratering economy, an event that some saw as a potential contagion event that could impact other global markets. What's the Dow doing today, Linda? I haven't seen it. I do. He says, I certainly think that we're living through a period of elevated risk, he said on Bloomberg. Earthquakes don't come all of a sudden. There usually are tremors first, and most of the time, when there are tremors, they're just tremors and it goes away, but not 100% of the time. In the same way that people became anxious in August of 2007, I think there is a moment when there should be increased anxiety. He's been warning about all of this, and rightly so. Gas prices are up 16 cents per gallon overnight in Los Angeles. Get this, the average in Los Angeles County for a gallon of gasoline. And by the way, thank you, Gavin Newsom. But the average is $6.26 a gallon. I told you that what they were doing was not only risking national security by tapping the strategic petroleum reserves, but I told you it was a Band-Aid. It was artificially increasing the world supply to lower prices in the lead up to the election so they can have a narrative, oh, gas prices are down. But unfortunately, they're running out of strategic reserves, so they had to stop that program because they can't afford it at this particular point in time. Anyway, let's see, the Dow is down, 607? Am I reading that right? Looks like it.
Dow is down 344.
344, I apologize. S&P down, NASDAQ down, great. We're doing great. There's your retirement money. On top of now, we have a housing recession, as I've been predicting. And that's going to get worse. We have now 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, very close to 7%. It'll be there probably within the next couple of weeks. That's that. If you want now, when Joe Biden became president, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was 2.7%. Great job, Joey. because that means that people are priced out of the market at a time, by the way, when rents nationwide are going through the roof, at a time when the average family, because of Biden inflation, is paying $7,200 more than they were paying when Donald Trump was president. It's not working. What they're doing is failing. Focus on the things that matter. Don't get distracted. This vote will impact your life. You will get the government you deserve at the end of the day. The government is addicted to spending, and you got to find ways to save money. That's where my friends at Pure Talk come in. Now, you can make the switch to my phone service, Pure Talk. You'll get the same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, the same exact cell towers. When you look at your phone and you look at the number of bars for your coverage, that'll be the same. That won't change because it's the same tower. The same thing with you keep your phone number. They have more options, better deals at Pure Talk. You get the same service, average family saving close to $1,000 a year, many families saving much more. You can get unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data. That's only $30 a month. It's simple to make the switch. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now. If you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now. Do it to put money in your pocket for the exact same service. So Putin just annexed, you know, all the portions of Ukraine that he wanted and said, and we urge the people in Kyiv to sit down at the table, but it's not negotiable. We're just taking your land and we're claiming it as our own. That's okay. We don't have any problem with that. What's Joe going to do? Joe gives a big statement. We're going to defend NATO. Okay, well, first of all, Ukraine's not a part of NATO. What are you going to do about Vladimir Putin declaring today and threatening again today, basically? He didn't use the word nuke specifically, but he's been threatening to use nuclear weapons. What are you going to do now that he's annexing massive portions of Ukraine, a sovereign country? Because I bet the answer is next to nothing. All right, they'll provide more arms for a stalemate. That's about all Western Europe and the United States have an appetite for. Because if they wanted to defeat Putin, they would have given Zelensky the weaponry to do it. But Hannity, what if Putin launches a nuclear weapon? If this guy is capable of launching a nuclear weapon, that's not going to stop him. If he has that capability in him, it will be a world war if anybody at any time, any place, anywhere launches a nuclear weapon. We've lived with that threat forever. But allowing somebody to go into a sovereign country and just annex that country the way he's been doing, just because he says the word nukes, you can't be intimidated by the words of a guy that is clearly a madman. Now, does he mean it? I have no idea. I can't get into the mind of this psycho, sick, you know, hostile actor. But the world cannot give in to nuclear blackmail, because that's exactly what he's doing. You have to show some degree of strength here.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Some resolve here. All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our toll-free number if you want to be a part of the program. I'm stretching for a piece of paper. I'm so sorry. All right, I got it. The death toll in Florida, sadly, at 21 people have lost their lives, maybe more in the end. The coast of Carolina got hit very, very hard today, from Charleston all the way through Myrtle Beach. Still going on in some areas, but they got hammered. And I know they have erosion issues in a lot of those areas. And I expect the coastal part of South Carolina is not going to be looking good by the end of the day, for sure. Our thoughts and prayers are with the great people of South Carolina, and they are great people. It's like great people in Florida. Back to the economy for just a minute. I mentioned the gas prices in Los Angeles now have gone up 16 cents. They're racing up the ladder again to a $4 average, and it's going to go higher. We have estimates now that a barrel of oil could be as high as $150 a barrel just in time for winter. That's how bad things are going to get. It's, you know, they're now cutting down trees in Europe, so people are heating their homes with wood because Vladimir shut off the spigot. And Linda, over the years, how many times did I use that phrase? What happens if Vladimir shuts off the spigot to Western Europe? Why would Germany be doing, you know, $10 billion+ deals with this hostile regime and this hostile actor? Remember how many times I used to say spigot?
Oh, yeah, many times.
How many times I said spigot?
Yeah, I mean, you've said it six times in the last 38 seconds, so yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So gas prices are going to be higher. Wait till you get your heating bills this winter. You will be angry. The question is, will you be angrier because you didn't take action while you have an opportunity in 39 days or earlier if you're going to vote early? I'm against early voting, but I'm not. If that's the system, you got to play the game. In other words, you can't let the Democrats do all the early voting and then we have to count on Election Day. What if it's, I don't know, snowing in your area? What if it's bad weather that day? People don't want to go out in the freezing rain in the middle of November, whatever. So if you're, it's not, I think we should have paper ballots, Election Day voting, a system that allows mail-in voting for those people that can give, you know, they're out of the country, they're out of state, the elderly, the sick. You know, there's ways we can accommodate everybody that has it. We need voter ID. We need signature verification. Chain of custody with all mail-in ballots. We need updated voter rolls. And the most important thing, partisan observers watching the vote count up close from start to finish. Not that hard. I hope you remember this, because the key measurement that the Federal Reserve is using to calculate inflation, that has now taken an unexpected jump. Why do they always say it's unexpected? All of this is expected to me. What would be unexpected is if the economy turns around. And I don't, it's not going to happen based on the policies that they stubbornly cling to. They are unwilling to even consider that what they have done energy wise to this country has been an unmitigated disaster. It's bad for national security. It destroyed, you know, likely if we really took it to the nth degree and we became energy dominant, we're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of high-paying jobs in the energy sector. It would make this country rich. You know, people in Alaska, there's no state income tax in Alaska. And the people of Alaska, often, once a year, they get a check from the state because they share in the profits of the state's natural resources. What if we got so energy dominant and we were the ones providing Western Europe, and we were doing the billion-dollar deals with Germany and Italy and all these Western European countries that are now struggling? They're expecting 200% increases in their heating bills. It's probably going to be much higher, especially if a barrel of oil goes to $150 a barrel. I mean, we could be rich. It would be good for their national security. We're not a hostile regime. We're not hostile actors. We're not going to turn off the spigot and abandon them.
Sean, can I mention something?
Would you like to mention something?
Yes. I would. It's Friday. I'm feeling a little fancy free. You know, one of the things that we need to talk about, and I know our audience is smart, but I think they need to tell everybody, because you've got 39 days, and I don't know about everybody else, but I know I'm sick of it. So one thing that we have to remember, if you just think very strategically, is if, you know, they're now saying that there's no espionage or anything nefarious with Nord Stream 2. If you believe that, good for you. And then we are selling our strategic petroleum reserves to China. So we're artificially reducing the price of gas so that people will go out and feel better about themselves and think that this administration is actually doing something, and they're not. And they're depleting the SPR, which is what we need in times of war or energy crisis, what have you. We're not doing anything better with our electric grid in Texas, which is a huge problem. And we need to get everybody on that issue right away. And the chips that are in that grid are from China. So we're selling oil to China. Russia is not selling oil to the EU. You're right. See? Well said.
Let me get to this point, because this is key. If we were just simply return to the Trump policies of energy independence and then being a net exporter of energy, and then we cranked it up on steroids and human growth hormone, really jack it up, then we could provide all of Western Europe with their needs. We can't ratchet up that level of production for this winter. So they're predicting that people will die in the cold in Europe this winter. They're predicting a minimum of a 200% increase in heating bills for the average person that probably will be freezing and only setting their heating point at 60.
Yeah, put a sweater on. Just put a sweater on. That's good advice.
Yeah, okay, Jimmy Carter, put a sweater on. Great idea. So it's going to be a very rough winter for Europe. All unnecessary, of course. All predictable, of course, but it doesn't need to be. But if we began to ratchet up energy production at its highest level in this country, good for national security, good for high-paying career job creation, good for reducing inflation, good for the price at the pump that we pay, good for Western Europe and frankly world security at that point, the world would benefit, and we have hundreds of years worth of supply. This is not complicated. If I figured it out, you should be able to figure it out and follow the bouncing ball. But nope, we'll just follow in the footsteps of Gavin Newsom, where the average in Los Angeles now is $6.26 a gallon. How do you pay $6? That's for regular. What if you need high test? Now you're up at $7 a gallon. So unnecessary. You know, West Coast gas prices are spiking, and it's not because of Hurricane Ian. It's because of their idiotic, you know, New Green Deal climate alarmist cultism. Oregon's gas prices have gone from an average of $4.69 a gallon. Now it's up to $5.29 a gallon again. Washington State's average price per gallon is up to $5.17 a gallon from $4.65 a gallon. I mean, these prices are not coming down soon, just the opposite. And, you know, why do you ever wonder why all these countries in the Middle East are so rich? Where do they get their money from? They got their money from oil. Saudi Arabia, OPEC countries, every time Joe goes begging, crawling on his hands and knees, and even kissing the ass of the pariah nation's leader, MBS, and getting nothing out of it. They got to be looking at us and thinking we are the dumbest country on the face of the earth because we've got more natural energy resources than they do. And they're the ones getting rich as hell. And we're stupid because we could be getting rich. And while we're doing it, also shoring up our national security and also paying down our debt so we don't put all of this on our kids. No, instead we're fighting, you know, record high inflation in large part because of energy policy. By the way, we're almost at 7% in terms of a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. AP News, U.S. long-term mortgage rates up for the sixth straight week. 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.7%. Now think about that. It was 2.7%. That's 4 full points. You're paying thousands more, you know, monthly for the same exact mortgage you were getting under Donald Trump. Even fake news CNN has pointed out what we've been telling you. Used cars now have become unaffordable. It's 40% up. If you get your hands on a new car. Now, I know there are ways. I know guys that are getting new cars. And what they're doing is the limited cars that show up at dealers, they're going to the highest bidder. I refuse to play that game. I decided to just buy out my lease. And I could sell the car that I bought out at lease, and I could probably make 30 grand on the car right now if I felt like making a quick 30 grand. I can't find another one, so I need it. But it's not the point. This is now in part because of our reliance on China for the chips that Linda was talking about. She's right about it. Bill Clinton now is rightfully, you got some Democrats that have figured out that this no bail law, defund, dismantle the police, this isn't working out well for Democrats. There's some people looking at the 40-year high of inflation. They realize they're not stupid. They're saying this is not good for us. They're looking at the record high gas prices. They're saying this is not good for us 39 days out of an election. In the case of Bill Clinton, he's now criticizing Biden's open borders policy. And anyway, he goes on fake news CNN, and he said there is a limit to how many migrants in the U.S., that how many we can take without causing disruption. Well, yeah, there's a limit. We're already up to 2 million, a record, and we still have a full quarter to go. And if you extrapolate that out, you know, when looking at, what's the number, Linda? You're good at math. What is that, another 750,000 people that'll come into this country illegally this year?
Well, that's at least, that's using the numbers that are public.
That's true. And how many people that we got into the country that we don't know of. Now, this is rich. You're going to love this part of it. The Biden administration, according to the Epoch Times, is giving $41 million in a contract in contracts to Soros-linked group to help illegal aliens fight deportation. So think about this. You get preferential treatment when you come in. There's no COVID test. There's no vaccine mandate. You get a Biden phone. You get free transportation. You get traffic to another state. And now you're going to get free legal representation courtesy of the American taxpayer. Oh, that's just great. That's genius. But that is your modern Democratic Socialist Party. Do you see why you can't get distracted on the issues that matter here? Do you understand what is at stake in 39 days? If you're feeling a sense of urgency in my voice, it's real. I'm feeling a sense of urgency. I think if people are smart, we could take as many as 50 House seats. But it's going to take every one of you to be deputized and get your ass out and vote and partake in this democratic republic. There's only so much of this that our country is able to absorb. And if they get more power, watch out, because then they're going to go for the biggest power grab in the history of the country. We know what they want to do. We know they'll end the legislative filibuster. We know they will pack the courts. We know that they will move forward with D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood because they think that would give them an average of 4 Democratic senators. That's what they're calculating. They want to offer something of great value to people that did not respect our laws, sovereignty, and came into this country illegally. That would be called citizenship. If they give them that, then they can vote, and they will be saying, well, we're the ones that let you stay. I hope you'll vote for us. Now, I support immigration, legal immigration. Do it the right way. Do it the legal way. I don't care where you come from. Once you get here, you're welcome to the family. After a background check, a health check in the middle of a pandemic, and you got to prove that you're going to be able to take care of yourself. By the way, my heart is broken. I don't know if you know the story. This FDNY paramedic, a woman, was 6 months away from retiring, this poor woman. She was a 9/11 responder. 9/11, 2001. She goes from her firehouse just down the block to a bodega to get a sandwich, get some lunch. Anyway, she's in there doing nothing, completely unprovoked. And in comes this lunatic who stabs her repeatedly in broad daylight in the bodega. And she died. And then you think, no bail law in New York City? You know, stabbed to death? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Suspect arrested. Yeah, let's see how long till he gets out. 800-941-SHOW. Now, we're going to look at all the races. I told you we're not going to make the mistake we made with New Jersey, and we paid attention to it. Tudor Dixon is running a very effective campaign against Gretchen Whitmer. She can win in Michigan. Joe O'Day is running a great campaign in the state of Colorado. We've got to put that state in play. You got great candidates for the Senate in New Hampshire, the state of Washington. We're going to look at all these states. On top of Nevada, Laxalt, Blake Masters, Arizona, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, Oz in Pennsylvania. We've got Rubio in Florida, Herschel in Georgia. We got Ted Budd in North Carolina. Tim Scott needs to win in South Carolina. We know that Rand Paul's likely going to win, but don't take it for granted. All right, listen, I've told you a lot about Genucel, my favorite luxury skincare. You're going to love it. Ladies and gentlemen, what about $25? How does $25 for Genucel sound? Because they're now celebrating the rollout of their personal shopper concierge service and offering their best sellers for $25 a piece. Now, not only is this a ridiculous discount, but you get a personal shopper. You can reach your concierge shopper via text, cell phone, or email from the convenience of your own couch. No login, no passwords. Teresa from Illinois writes, Genucel definitely makes me more confident. I've been using it for a while, and it does help my crow's feet. It tightens the skin, makes wrinkles a lot less noticeable. I have to hide it from my husband because he likes it too. $25 for the most effective skincare in the world to take care of all of your skin needs. And with their immediate effects, you'll get results in as little as 12 hours. Just go to their website, Genucel.com/Sean. Every most popular package automatically upgraded to free shipping. Genucel.com/Sean from our friends at Chamonix.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.